Exactly.
Yeah, butts are nice.
Look at butts. We look at butts here. That's what we do.
We're butt people. Well, not ficophiliacs.
No. Perish the thought.
Perish the thought of ficophilia.
Ficophilia.
Ooh, wow.
Get up. Come on, get down with the sickness.
You mother.
Get up.
Come on, get down with the sickness.
Open up your head and let it flow into me. Yeah. And
so anyway,
that's the harmonization.
It wasn't really harmonizing. We just sang the same notes at the same time.
Notes at the same time.
That's not harmonizing.
That's not harmonizing.
Just singing together.
That's just singing together.
Harmony is where you pick a different note.
Harmony is where you pick a different note on the same
scale.
Butts. Oh, I thought you were going to say butts.
Solid guess. Sit soccer, buddy.
I'm Kyle.
I'm Kendrick. Amy's in the back.
Follow.
With an Amy in the back.
We keep her in the back. She doesn't get too uppity?
Uppity.
What?
You can't say that.
I just did.
That's sexist.
Turns out I just said that.
You can't say that.
I can, though. Uppity.
Kendrick decided
uppity,
to do
uppity,
like
uppity,
a,
uppity.
You can say uppity, but
uppity.
You can't call someone uppity. Like
Amy is uppity.
Jesus, fuck.
So anyway, everybody,
let's talk more about what I think races are.
Okay.
Just kidding.
Didn't we already die?
Yeah.
We no, died. We died on that hill a while ago.
We can't. We have some loot that dropped on that hill from our corpses. Just trying to make it here.
Nerd! So, are you guys going to go see Ready Player One?
I might. I don't know if I'll have time to see it anytime. What I was thinking about doing is maybe next Friday watching A Silent Place in Chicago, but...
What
that
is movie
that?
Looks scary.
It's
one where you can't talk at all and it has Jim Halpert.
And it's go
right through the path my car went. What is it? Silent Place?
It has Emily Blunt.
Quiet Place.
John Krasinski. Unnamed Children.
Where are you doing
this? It's like a kind of a post. I was thinking about seeing it in Chicago somewhere.
Why?
Because that's the thing I do sometimes.
You're going to fly?
Experience
to the city.
Other theaters and things like that.
Okay. Well, Amy, what do you want to do while Kyle's doing that?
Go to the aquarium.
Well, like, I mean, I was going to see it at night, so, like, after the stuff had closed and after
go to
we
a
ate.
Bar.
Yeah, that's not, like,
do
you guys aren't going to do that.
Literally think anything else?
I just like that. I just like movies, man. I like,
eat
I'm a big movie
cheese.
Fan.
Yeah, we can eat mac and cheese.
You guys can do all that stuff. Yeah, that's fine. I said I was thinking about it, not that I was
going
to
And we're
going to
give
it.
You shit for it, because that's what we do here.
Oh. I don't want to be here anymore.
That's fine.
There are people.
Well, Kyle's dead. Amy, you want to squirrel out to the front seat here and take his place? So, how was your day?
Long. Did you hear something?
Oh, God! Oh, my God! There's like fucking wolves out there, dude.
Kyle can run very fast. I remain impressed. So far as to even be impreza.
Duh.
Impreza.
Duh.
The
there
car.
Is a car in front of us.
There's an impreza in front
Let's
of us.
Let's see if Kendrick can beat this Jeep Lincoln.
Hey!
Oh, he can. We saw, we were driving in San Francisco, and someone in the city of San Francisco owned a Mercedes that had a V12 engine.
A V12?
I don't even know why you would need a V12.
A V12?
Engine, much less driving it inside of the city limits where there's traffic all the time.
Of a V12?
Yeah.
I have never even heard of a V12.
Neither had we. Kevin
how
can validate.
You, how did you... I thought they only had inline 12s.
It said V12 on the side of it.
Was that just the...
I did. This is Kevin. I assume that since Kevin saw that, he knew...
Was it like an absurdly long hood?
No, that sounds like... I was like, that would be just like an engine with a seat on the back, right? And then everybody started joking about... Engines with seats on the back.
I mean, it would be. Because that would be...
With an Amy in the back.
Six. Well, I guess it's only...
It's six plus six is 12,
more,
so it would be 12
only
total.
Only two more cylinders than eight.
V10. That's clearly 10. Two plus eight is 10.
I mean,
10.
Two more pairs of cylinders.
Oh. Well, you didn't say that.
Well, you know what I meant.
Well, you didn't say that what you meant.
Kyle...
Wow. What should we talk about?
I have a bunch of stuff to talk about that's not for the podcast.
Why can't we just record it on the podcast?
Because I don't want to, and I'll tell you about it later. No, I was saying we talk about butts.
I do like looking at butts. I wouldn't say when I say I'm a butt guy, it isn't real. Like, I just like looking at everyone's butt.
Who doesn't like looking at people's
butts? I think there's people that don't like it.
Why would you not look at people's butts?
Well, because they don't like it when I'm looking at their butt.
That's your problem.
That's your problem.
What'd you say back there?
Because they're cute.
Exactly.
Yeah, butts are nice.
Look at butts. We look at butts here. That's what we do.
We're butt people. Well, not ficophiliacs.
No. Perish the thought.
Perish the thought of ficophilia.
Ficophilia. I like this guy who's just right up the ass of this truck.
He's like, what you want, son, huh? I mean, that guy's going to pull him over.
Oh, he's totally going to pull him over. This is going to be fun.
Let's watch. The cop was sitting in the median, and it's like, oh, I bet he's going to like...
No, he's just moved.
He's going to try to watch people that are going to cut the double yellow.
Hope so.
I hope we can see someone pulled over right now.
I don't think we're going to. They're too far back.
Let me see asshole.
Wait, who's asshole?
This is the TSA says.
Oh.
It's in South Park. It's a South Park joke. Oh. Dude, I'm kind of getting nervous about all the travel we have coming up. This is how I treat it.
You get nervous?
Yeah.
I'm more nervous because I keep forgetting to book hotel rooms for the next set of travel.
Yeah, I'm worried I forgot something.
Yeah, no, that's for July. I don't even know.
You don't even know.
But it's not a big deal because last time we were there, we ended up having to book a hotel room on the fly anyway.
I don't know what you're talking about. Is it
I'm going to Scotland in July.
Again. No, you're not. That's dumb.
Again.
You don't have a passport.
I don't, but I have your passport, and we are functionally identical.
Good thing they don't have weight on there, right?
Bulk up.
Well. Like a... eat cheese and beans.
Nothing but cheese and beans.
That's a poor Emily. Well, I don't know what we're recording today. This is a rich one.
Mostly us laughing.
This is a rich one.
Pretty farty. Watch this guy cut over. Fucking.
Are you gonna open up your hate and let it flow into him in the form of a gun?
What?
I don't know. I just thought of something.
Open up your hate and let it flow into me. Bam, bam, bam. Jesus. Fuck that. Okay, not like that, man.
Oh, God. I feel the bullets flowing into me.
Why are the bullets flowing into me?
Amy, what do you want to talk about?
You were about to talk about your day, and then Kyle jumped back in the car like a dick.
Yeah.
Well, my day is work heavy. Last time we tried talking about work heavy things, it didn't end up well.
Well, I want to know why you guys didn't take your opportunity to get totally blitzed.
I did.
Good.
I had so much wine.
That's good. I'm glad.
Drunk Amy.
We got Drunk Amy in the
ramble
back.
Ramble about something. Go racist for some reason. That's always fun.
Yeah. Empower women by being able to be a racist woman.
Empower women, but also put down Jews somehow. So that they're like, well,
I don't know how to do that. But what I do want to talk about is how white people don't know how to do dreadlocks right.
That is a fact.
That's absolutely true.
Because I've seen some nappy ass dreadlocks.
Nappy ass dreadlocks.
It's insulting to African American or black or whatever the proper term is. I'm not sure because I always feel like I'm not up on the culture. However, they have the hair type and the heritage that goes with the dreadlocks, which we do not. Also, white people don't have the hair type because it doesn't actually lock. That's the whole part, is that you're supposed to have tight enough curls in your hair that it locks together, and you're supposed to take very good care of it. But I see fucking Rastafarian bullshit, white-ass motherfuckers who don't, and it drives me nuts. And that's my rant.
We should get her drunk every Friday.
Yeah, seriously. They're called Jamaicans, is what they're called?
They're called Trustafarians.
They're called, goddamn it.
They're that too.
They're Jamaican-Americans. Jamaicans.
Jamaican me crazy.
So, like, hashtag triggered, and you...
Every word you said was correct. That's all.
Why do you
people use dreadlocks as a reason to not take care of their hair, which is not right. Just shave your head. Yeah.
Just shave your head.
It's not even that you're supposed to let it get gross and matted together. Like, that's not what it's supposed to be.
No, I know. That's what I mean.
And, but that's how it manifests.
That's how it
yeah,
is.
I know. And
amongst
I think
the Trustafarian
like
non-bathers.
The non-bathers.
And I completely agree with you. And I'm telling you, if you don't want to deal with it, shave your head. Just shave your head. You don't even have to get it that close.
No,
just
Amy, he's telling you to shave your
no,
head
I'm not
if you don't
you
want
to
deal
head.
With it.
I'm not saying that.
Trust me. This has worked 100% of the time. Every time I tell someone...
All I'm saying is you get one of those electric razors, and you just buzz every couple of days. No problems.
You just make B sounds? I don't understand.
Yeah, you hold your hand against the top of your head, and you go buzz, and then you don't have a problem.
But your hair is still there. How's that cut?
I'm sorry, what?
Hey, Kendrick.
Hey, asshole.
Okay.
See the sun is shining.
Musical Friday.
It's always Musical Friday when we record TikTok.
It's always Musical Friday. That was a really bad clap. Gonna try it again.
That was better. That was better, but it'll probably match out to the fucking recording.
Now this is
anyway,
like
you were gonna ask me a question before I launched into Musical Friday.
Yeah, we were thinking about getting Little Caesars for dinner. So would you want to stop by Little Caesars on the way home so we don't have to drive back out?
I was planning on driving up to Bailey tonight. To
so no
a truck. So I would rather not.
Okay, fine. Fuck you then.
That's fine.
You have a truck?
My dad has a truck, and I'll be borrowing it.
For what?
To help the RMSG move because they're moving away from their facility to a new facility.
What facility?
Effects we don't know yet.
So that seems confusing.
Undisclosed facility.
We may or may not know tomorrow.
So you won't know tomorrow.
Bye.
Bye.
That escalated quickly. It really jumped up a notch. Dude, got a hand fast.
So you've been to London before, right?
Yes.
What did you like about London?
Oh shit, it's been a long time.
Alright then.
I would try the London Eye. They didn't have it finished, I don't think, when I was there yet, but...
Is it like a mood food dish, or...?
It is a Ferris wheel that goes up over the whole city, kind of like the one in Vegas, but I think bigger.
Is it like the one that they always show in London when they're like when they're showing Doctor Who and shit?
Yeah.
Okay.
I would check that out, because that's probably pretty cool. We went to the Reduced Shakespeare Company, but I don't know if that's a thing anymore, and that was really fun.
Well, the what?
Reduced Shakespeare Company.
Like,
it's a comedy troupe that did Shakespeare plays, but they did them all in, like, 10 minutes. And then they had, like, audience participation, and then they did all of the King's plays, all the plays that Shakespeare did that had Kings in the titles, as if it were a football game. And they were just throwing the crown along and then announcing it as it went, and then like passing
like American
it
football.
Yeah, American okay. football. And so they were like throwing it, and they did it as American football, which is what was even more funny, because then they just passed it to the Henry VIII, Charles got it, and it's like they just did that, and then it was like and touchdown, and they're all dead. So it was like, I mean, that was seriously like 20 years ago, but it was a very funny show. I looked
very
that one up. Anyway.
Python-esque.
It kind of is. They had a whole for Hamlet. They had a whole audience participation sequence.
What'd you do?
Each section did a different thing. And one of them was like, two sections were Ophelia's, I think it was Ophelia's conscience. So one side was, he loves me, and the other side was like, he loves me not. Back and forth, just really loud and screechy for no good reason. And then another one was like, I can't even remember all the things, but there's just a bunch of things. And they had someone come up on stage and rattle off a line, and then they said, well, that was the worst rendition we ever heard in our lives. Like, just that kind of shit. It was fun. Otherwise, I'm not really sure what I would say to do. There's so much there. Like, picking stuff is hard. Hmm. Museums are always good. There's the British History Museum. Is that what it is? The British? There's a world-famous museum there. I can't remember the name. But it's some combinations of the word you'd expect, because all museums have the same fucking names. Mm-hmm. I can't even keep them all straight. But,
the blank museum?
Yeah, or the name of the city you're in, a type of thing that the museum has, but it has way more than that, and then the word museum. So, like, the Denver History Museum.
This sounds like a fun game.
I mean...
The Jamaican Rastafarian Museum.
Yeah.
It's relevant, because we talked about
it. Known for their sword collection, right? Like, you're like, I'm sorry, what? Yeah.
Because
you gotta remember, museum names are made, and then, like, they might drift and change, but they don't always get around to changing the name, because it's a lot of work to change a museum name. So, like, the Denver Art Museum has way more than just art in it, right? It does. And then the Denver Museum of Nature and Science, or whatever it is, used to be the Denver Natural History Museum.
The Missand? I don't know if that's what the acronym is.
I'm just right at all. But that it used to be the Denver History Museum. Right now it's the Denver Museum of Art and Science or whatever the fuck it is. Art and, it's something. And no one remembers the new name, at least from my generation, because we all know it from the old name from like a decade ago. So
there's not really that many more museums than just the big ones.
Right, and that's what I mean though, is they're all pointless, confusing ass names. So my whole premise was like the one in Edinburgh that we used to be like to, I think was the Scottish Royal Museum or something like that, and you're like, well, now it's even more confusing. Which one is it? The Royal British Museum of Scotland, or like, who fucking knows? All the names blur together, and I cannot for the life of me ever remember them. But check out the museum. I got lost there as a child many moons ago. That was fun.
As a child?
Yeah, as a child. I was like 12. I got lost.
And the museum?
12? Yeah,
dude, sweet.
I was lost in the museum, which is way cool, but also way scary.
Did you like find your way into an Iron Maiden?
Yeah, I killed a man.
Whoa, at 12?
Yeah.
How are you not like taken into custody for that?
He's in the Iron Maiden
still. No, you. Oh wow, they never found him.
Yeah. At least not, I don't know. I didn't go back.
Oh, so you just left him there. You didn't even tell anybody?
Yeah. Brutal. I was 12.
Yeah, but you also just witnessed a murder that you might have caused. I
didn't witness anything. You can't witness your own crimes.
that's true. It's really hard to do that. Yeah. It's really hard to do
I
that.
I wouldn't be a witness to my own crime. What do you mean? So where were you?
I would never do that.
Where were you? I wasn't there. When was the last time you saw Kendrick with a guy? Never saw him before.
I've never seen myself outside.
Never seen myself there. I couldn't see myself being in that museum.
So when you make hot sauce, like, yes, what's the first few steps of like doing that?
So there's two main strains, but they have a very similar initial thing depending on which one you're going with. If you're going for like the Tabasco style, thin vinegar style, or if you're going for like the chunkier, like my one I have, the mango habanero. Mm. But both of them pretty much start with chopping up ingredients to relatively small chunks, not like finely minced necessarily, but small enough to get a lot of surface area. If you want to take
mince
the seeds
means
out,
fine.
Like a,
okay.
Yeah, not like fine. Like home. Rough chop. And then, and you're not going to mince around because that'd be a gay joke. That's
weird. Oh.
Okay.
Oh.
So you fucking keep it in your pants, all right?
Don't
scare the livestock. I don't care.
So. Okay, so vinegary or like minced sauce.
And so basically both of them start with chopping up your ingredients and then simmering them. Often with vinegar. Not always, but often with some kind of liquid to extract it. Usually not too much fat.
Do you, like, puree it at some point if it's, like, a...
I do later. Okay. For the main one, the last one I made, the sweet, spicy one that I made twice now, chop up all the peppers and some shallots.
Is that the orange one?
Yeah. Okay. And some peppers and some shallots and some other stuff, pineapple chunks and stuff. And what you do is you sauté the shallots and the garlic to get it that nice caramelized flavor because raw shallots are a little sharp, raw garlic is a little sharp. So simmer it a little bit to get that nice... Maillard reaction.
Mm.
I heard someone say with a hard L's, and now I doubt myself. Maillard reaction. That definitely wasn't right. It was way worse.
Maillard?
Milieu reaction. And once you've got that kind of reduced down a little bit, like if they're starting to get kind of nice and soft, you throw in the peppers, and you might saute them, but you might not, depending on it. And then you pour in all the other fruit and juices and stuff, and then the vinegar, and you reduce that a little. And mostly let it simmer to get all the flavors to mingle, like really extract.
Mm.
And then you puree the bejesus out of that.
Hmm.
For the thin one that I made that I still have kicking around, which actually turned out really nice. It aged nice. After being in the fridge for like a year, it actually came out better. I think the flavors are more pronounced now. That one, I did similar stuff, sauteed the stuff. I don't think I actually sauteed anything, but I think I just simmered it and then I strained it.
That's actually something that can help. I mean, we were watching, what was it? It's Alive, Amy?
Yeah, yeah.
Like, you can, if you let it ferment a little bit, you can get a lot of flavor out of it.
Yeah, there's a lot of fermented hot sauces. That's the third kind. I haven't done that yet, but that's a sriracha sauce and those kinds of things. You mix the peppers together with some sugars, and then you leave it in a semi-closed jar and let it ferment a little with the natural shit in the air, and then you do all the stuff.
Mm.
And some of those you do first and then let it ferment. Other ones you do you do the fermentation and then you cook it, so there's a couple different variations in there, I think. But... that can give you a nice tangy quality to it, where that is kind of hard to get any other way.
Hmm.
That's like sour beer.
What about like naturally tangy vegetables, like tomatillo and like things like
you
that?
You can do
that
kind of stuff.
Sour?
Yeah, that would help you. I think the tomatillos get a little bit mellow as you cook them, so you may not. But and you have to cook tomatillos, so I don't know how much long cooking will mellow them, or if, like I'm not sure. I haven't done
do
a tomatillo.
Have to cook them?
Tomatillos are actually kind of toxic if you eat them raw.
Hmm.
And the leaves and stalks are definitely toxic. It's a nightshade, and a lot of nightshades are. In fact, tomato stalks are also.
We eat really weird stuff.
We do. But the trick is, like, certain parts of everything is toxic. Like, you shouldn't eat a lot of organ meats out of certain animals, right?
Okay.
Without at least cleaning them.
People eat whatever. Every fucking organ from a chicken, almost.
Yeah, yeah. But there's certain things that you've got to be careful with. Okay. And there's also certain things you don't want to eat raw, like beans. You want to soak them and discard the soaking water, right? Otherwise, you can get a severe stomach ache. Maybe not die, but you get a real bad...
What is it that does that?
It's... I forget what it is. It's an enzyme. Or no, it's a protein. I forget what it is in there, but there's something that it will make your gut, like, contract. I can't remember. I don't think it was either of them, though. It's something else. But it's something that makes your gut, like, contract and just palpitate. It's bad. And then some, what is it, certain red beans and other things have ricin in them, which is a poison.
Oh, yeah,
it's very toxic. Lentil, not lentils. Something else has that. So there are certain things that should be cooked before you eat them.
I guess, like, who is the first person to do that? I want to meet that guy.
Yeah, the guy who's like, man, these things it's really just hurt one guy my tum-tum.
That went around throughout time and cooked things and ate them.
Somehow lived through all the ones that should have killed him. I just imagine the guy who, like, ate beans. I was like, man, I love these things, but they hurt my stomach so much. And after years of that,
maybe I should cook
someone's them. Like, I should boil the ever-loving shit out of it. You're like, huh.
It just lends to my credence that I believe vampires actually exist. Or, like, immortal creatures. Because they're the ones that had to have found the stuff.
Well, lobster, right?
Is an immortal creature?
Yeah.
Okay.
They can't die. And they control you. You know someone is taken over by the lobster people if they say they like to eat lobster. Because
you don't like lobster?
Everyone who's eaten a lobster has been taken over by the lobster people because they are now piloted from within by the pieces of the dead lobster that never died.
Whoa.
For that which is never dead.
But I took its skin off.
Yeah, it knows. It's controlling you.
Oh, shit.
That's why. Lobster does not taste good, but they just trick your brain into thinking it tastes good.
No, the butter does, though.
So you eat more of them so they have more power over you. Eventually, you'll be more lobster than man.
This is the craziest fan theory ever.
What do you mean? You would say that because of the lobster controlling your brain.
Amy, have you ever had lobster?
Nope.
What?
Does lobster sound good?
Nope.
See?
Why?
Lobster is not good.
Sea cockroach.
Lobster is not good.
What about, like, crab or prawns or like, shrimp?
I've had fake crab, which I know isn't real crab. I think I've had crab once at Red Lobster. And each time it was kind of meh.
Dude, there's this place in San Francisco that everybody forces you to go to when you're there.
Yeah.
It's called Tadich Grill.
Is that what that is?
And it's a seafood. Well, it's a restaurant. They serve a lot of seafood.
Oh, good. Since it's not a seafood itself.
No, it's not. I was going to say it's a seafood restaurant, Dick Weasel. You dick weasel.
That's what you would say.
You weasel,
person.
Weasel. You weasel dick. But they serve, I usually don't like a ton of seafood, but they do
You're
it
in the right
well.
Place.
They do it well.
You're in the right place.
I truly enjoyed everything I've had from Tadich, like crab cakes. Yeah. And I had a seafood curry. And I don't usually like curry, so that was nice. It's mostly seafood with a little bit of rice and curry.
Well, that's good.
So, you know, lobster people, hot sauces. Welcome to Sid Talk, everybody.
Like, comment, and subscribe.
Not this one, but any other one.
Please buy a t-shirt.
Just tell
our friends if you like it, and if you don't, tell us.
In
we'll
the
correct
arms
the problem for you, and then
an angel.
We'll correct the problem for you, and then we'll make it better. Then you can tell your friends about the better ones. And no one's going to hear this.
Okay.
Kevin will.
Bye, everyone.
Kevin, if we have any problems, let us know.
Yeah, do that thing.
You will when you edit this.
I will not, actually. I don't listen to the least.